Thank you and good morning. An officer with the Eureka Police Department contacted 30-year-old Cody Dale at his residence in the 700 block of California Street on Tuesday and ended up locating an array of stolen items. The officer noted a stolen bicycle hanging on the wall and arrested Dale for possession of stolen property. The officer suspected that additional stolen property was inside the apartment, and detectives from the problem-oriented police unit were called in to assist. A search of the apartment turned up more stolen items, including laptop computers, jewelry, watches, coins, tools, bicycles, and thousands of sports trading cards. Eureka police have posted photographs of the stolen property on their Facebook page. Eureka police officers arrested 35-year-old Fortuna resident Arden Flowers following a traffic collision on Broadway at the intersection to the Bayshore Mall on Wednesday. Flowers, who was driving while uninsured as well as while driving on a suspended license for a previous DUI conviction, told responding officers that he had fallen asleep at the wheel. Flowers was headed southbound when he hit a vehicle in front of him, which was then pushed forward and collided with a third vehicle. One driver and one passenger in the other vehicles required medical attention. A CHP officer conducted a field sobriety test on Flowers, who was deemed to be driving under the influence. He was also found to be in possession of suspected methamphetamine after a witness reported seeing him toss a lunchbox into the bushes following the crash. Officers from the Humboldt State University Police Department conducted a sting operation with underage decoys sent to purchase alcohol from local businesses. Four businesses were cited for doing so: Arcata Liquors, the Chevron on Valley West, Gas for Less on Spear Avenue, and Libation. The clerks who sold the alcohol to the minors, along with the businesses, were cited during the operation. The Chronicle of Higher Education named Humboldt State University as a top school for Fulbright scholars. Three faculty members, Tasha Souza, Eileen Cashman, and Matthew Johnson, all received awards during the 2013-2014 school year, making HSU a leading producer of Fulbright scholars among master's institutions in the United States. Caltrans and the California Highway Patrol have issued another alert to drivers regarding the potential hazards of deer on local roadways. Caltrans supervisor in Ukiah, Carol Petch, said that her department has seen a steep increase in deer versus vehicle collisions this fall. It's deer and elk mating season, and that means more animals darting into the paths of motor vehicles. Slow down, pay attention, and never swerve to avoid hitting a deer. It's better to hit the animal than running off the road and hitting a tree. And Green Diamond Resource Company has announced that Neil Ewald has been promoted to Senior Vice President effective January 1st of 2014. Ewald will oversee all Green Diamond timberland operations in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, as well as Green Diamond's operations at its Corbell, Brainerd, Samoa, Ukiah, and Woodland facilities. Ewald began his forestry career with Arcata Redwood in 1978 and has a forestry degree from Berkeley and a master's from Humboldt State. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka's new police chief, Andrew Mills, was officially sworn into the position on Wednesday. Mills wants the police department to be more transparent and described a plan to allow the community to monitor crime statistics.
One of the things I want to do is make our crime statistics mapped and a little bit user-friendly so that people can see it for themselves. I want them to have the ability to look at the same crime data that the police do.
Mills went on to describe how community members can utilize the internet to inform one another about crime-related issues.
Neighborhood Watch is changing dramatically right now. There's neighborhood.org where neighbors are communicating via social media and talking about crime in the area. It's been a huge success almost everywhere it's been. I know that Eureka has that, as well as Facebook and other things where people are communicating more effectively.
Mills believes that communities and law enforcement must work together to maintain public safety. Mendocino County detectives are investigating the death of 36-year-old Ukiah resident Casimir Janus after his body was found by a woman on a piece of rural property near Hopland. Janus had been reported as a missing person by Ukiah police in October. The initial investigation suggests that Janus died as a result of a suicide with a firearm, although an autopsy has been scheduled. Janus's body was found about a quarter of a mile from where he had been last seen and reported missing. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.